We are continuing in Sefer Melachim Aleph, and we are up to Perek Yud Aleph. And here, the story takes a little bit of a different turn. So the Navi tells us, "V'amelach Shlomo ahavna." Ahav Nashim Nachrios Rabos Ves Bas Paro, Mo Avios, Ammonios, Adomios, Tsednios, Chitios. So he took for himself, Shlomo took for himself many foreign wives from all these different nations. Again, not just Bas Paro, which we had already mentioned prior, but from many, many other nations as well. Minagoyim Asher Amar Hashem Abnei Yisrael Lo Savo Vahem. And he even took from those that Hashem had warned that we should not take and not marry into, lest they lead us astray. And Shlomo HaMelech, out of his love for them, brought them in. And this, as we will see, was a mistake that Shlomo made. And really, unfortunately, that's a bit about what this parak is about. Is about Shlomo at a certain point veering or drifting, and in that sense declining in terms of his relationship with Hashem. How many wives? Well, this Vayhi lo nashim saros shiva meos ufilakshim shalosh meos vayatu nashav eslibom. So he had 700 wives and 300 pilagshim. And in and of itself, that's already problematic, as the Torah says that lo yarbel lo nashim, that a king should not have too many wives. But more problematic was what happened. Vayatu nashav eslibo. They had an influence on him. He was not able to stem the tide of whatever it was that they brought into the house. And he was not able to stop them. What happened? Vayhi in Pasuk Dalet, Vayhi le'es ziknas Shlomo, as Shlomo got older, Nashav hi tu es levavo acharei Elohim acherim. V'lo haya levavo shalem Hashem elokav ki levav David aviv. And as Shlomo got older, they were able to sway his heart away from Hashem, and therefore he was not complete with Hashem, the same way that his father David was complete with Hashem. And he strayed after, again, a variety of Avodah Zarah. Now here it can easily be misunderstood. And again, I think you just need to make sure that it's understood properly. We can't deny the fact that the Navi is telling us that Shlomo made a mistake here and that Shlomo drifted away from Hashem. And that is certainly true. However, the simple reading of the Psukim, one would think that Shlomo himself served Avodah Zarah. And that, Chazal tell us, was not true. Chazal tell us that,
I have extra people home today. Doesn't work on that one. One other one.
Shlomo HaMelech himself did not worship Avodah Zarah. However, the Navi is drawing a big contrast between David and between Shlomo. That David would have made sure that this could not exist in his house. He would have pushed back, and he would have made sure that even his wives would not be able to do this. This would not exist in the house, in the palace of David HaMelech. And that was not true. That was not true when it came to Shlomo, and that was his mistake. And it's for that reason that he is considered to be as if he did, because he allowed it. He allowed this to take place. He allowed this to exist in his home. And that's what it means, right? would not be the way of describing somebody who, you know, left God and started worshiping Avodah Zarah. Incomplete was that there was something that was missing, and the passion for Hashem that he should have expressed in terms of making sure that this could not exist in his house, that did not exist. And again, with that, we'll have to understand the rest of the psukim. Az yivne Shlomo b'malach Moshe shikutz Moab b'har asher al pnei Yerushalayim u'lemolach shikutz b'nei Amon. And then Shlomo built a bama, like a mizbeach, an altar for these avodah zaras. V'chein asol chol nashav nachios maktiros muzabchos le'lo'en. And he was worshiping with them. So again, here also, it gets a Rashi comments, Az yivne Shlomo b'ma, quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, right? They were using perhaps his money, right, in order to make these constructions. They were doing it. He did not stop it. And as long as he did not stop it, he bears some of the culpability, but not the same as if he actually worshipped Avodah Zarah. However, it was enough for Hashem to see. In Pasuk Tes, Vayisanaf Hashem b'Shlomo, Hashem became very angry at Shlomo. Kinatolu v'avom, im Hashem lo k'yisil, hanira lo p'amayim. And he veered away from Hashem, who had appeared to him twice. Twice. What does it mean it appeared to him twice? So it seems to be referring to there were at least two times when he appeared to him and told him, the only way this kingdom is going to last is if you stay on the straight and narrow. If you're watching over and keeping the mitzvos and making sure that the kingdom is keeping the mitzvos, that is how your malchus is going to last. If you don't do that, which is what's happening right now, then you're going to have problems. This is exactly what Hashem had commanded him about. Do not veer and do not allow the kingdom to veer after Avodah Zarah. And he did not keep up his end of the deal. He did not make sure that there would not be Avodah Zarah even if he wasn't serving, but it would not even exist in his kingdom. So what happens? Hashem informs Shlomo that there's going to be a punishment. Vayomer Hashem l'Shlomo. And Hashem says to Shlomo, Yan asher ha'isa zosimach. V'lo shemarta b'risi v'chukosai. Since this happened, and you did not watch over my covenant with you, asher tzivisi olecha, that I commanded you, Karoa ekra asamamlacha me'alecha unisatia le'avdecha. I'm going to tear away the kingship from you and give it to your servant and give it to somebody else. The malchus is going to be split. However, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ach b'yamecha lo e'esena. It's not going to happen in your life. You will remain king. Why? Not because of you. Leman David Avicha. Your father David was that special. I wouldn't do it to him. I would not allow that his son, who I promised him is going to be the king, that the malchus is going to be taken away from him, and therefore it is going to remain. Miyabincha ekra'ena. But from your son it's going to be taken away. But, rakas kola mamlacha lo ekra, I will not take it away entirely from you. Shevet echad etein livnecha. I will give your son, to be able to perpetuate this malchus, I will give him one shevet. Why? Again, lema'an David avdi, lema'an Yerushalayim asher bacharti. In the zechus of Yerushalayim, that was built up in the zechus of David, that's the only reason that anything is going to remain, and one shevet is going to remain. So now, with that background, the Navi takes a little bit of a turn, like a split screen. There's another story going on at the same time elsewhere. And again, it's as a result of the same thing. Pasuk Gedalad, Vayakem Hashem Satan l'Shlomo, Es Hadad Ha'adomi Mizera HaMelech Hu Be'edom. So he's going to cause somebody to come up who's going to be a thorn in Shlomo's side, and that is Hadad, who was from Edom, who was, again, he was a member of the royal family. Vayhi biyos David es Edom, ba'alos Yoav Sarat Zavod, kaber es achalolim, Vayach kol zachar be'edom. So again, if you remember back that he managed to escape when Yoav and David wiped out, they wiped out the people of Edom and they were coming to bury the bodies. Vayach kol zachar be'edom, wiped out all the men. They were battling there for 6 months. Vayivrach Adad, Huvan, again, Hadad and Adad seem to be that they are interchangeable. He vanashim adomim abde abibi tol avo mitzrayim vahadad nar katan. I'm sorry, no, so Adad, I guess, is his father. And he escaped with some other people. He was a young child and they escaped to Egypt. Vayakumu mimidyan vayavo paron vayikhu anashim imami paron vayavo mitzrayim al paron el mitzrayim vayitun al bayis v'lechem amar lo v'eretz nasan lo. And for whatever reason, I guess because he came from the royal family, when he came down to Mitzrayim, Paro took a little bit of a liking to him. And so he gave him some, he gave him food, he gave him a place to stay, he gave him a little bit of land. And he continued to find favor in the eyes of Paro. Vayimtza hadad chen b'nei Paro ma'od, he liked him a lot. Vayiten lo isha, so he gave him a wife. Es achos ishto, his wife's sister. Achos tachpanes hagevira. Okay, the sister of Tachpanes, the queen. Okay. Vatele lo achos tachpanes is gnuvas b'no, vatimuleo tachpanes, beso beis pro, vahig gnuvas beis paro, beso b'nei faro. And he had this son, Genuvas, who was at Nia Paro, let him raise his child in his palace. And why this is all significant for us to know, we will see in a moment. It's Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Hadad is really part of the, he's not officially part of the royal family of Egypt, but he is in those upper echelons, and he's, you know, close with Paro. V'hadad shama b'mitzrayim, and the word reached Hadad in Mitzrayim, ki shechav David ha'mavosav, that David had passed away. V'chimes Yoav saratzava, and Yoav the general also had passed away. V'yomer Hadad el Paro, shalchini v'lech el artzi. Let me go back to my land. It seems that he has a plan in mind. He was not going to ask explicitly from Paro to let him fight because Shlomo was married to Paro's daughter. So there was no way that now that David's out of the picture and Yoav's out of the picture, and Hadad seems to be, he wants to take a little bit of a revenge, as it were, for what happened to his people in Edom. He decides, I just need to separate myself a little bit. I'll go back to Edom. I'll hang out in Edom for a little bit. And then I can see how I want to move forward. So he says to Paro again, Shalchini v'lecha atzi, let me go. Pasuk chav beiz. Vayomer lo Paro. So Paro says to him, Ki ma tachaseri mi? What am I not providing to you? What am I not providing to you that you want to leave? Why on earth would you want to? Would you want to go anywhere? Everything is good here. Vayomer lo kishalech tishalchin. No, I just want to go back. He didn't say the reason. He didn't tell him why he wants to go back. But again, I guess it's hard to deny somebody who wants to go back to his native land the request that he's going to go back. Vayakam Elokim lo satan. Esrezon ben al yadar shebarach ma'ez hadar ezer melech tzova adonav. So then Hashem put up another person against Shlomo. So again, Hadad is already won, and he's plotting, and he wants to take revenge. He wants to make sure to go back and eventually attack Shlomo. And at the same time, Rezon ben el yadar, who ran away from Hadad, Hadad Ezer Melech Tzova Adonav. So this was a battle that David of Inchmo Beis in Perikhes. David had fought this battle against Hadad Ezer. And Ratzon was a servant of the king. He escaped. He became, a leader of a little bit, I don't know if it's a militia or some sort of little band of thieves. And they had this place that they were in charge of. But he also had a bit of an axe to grind with Shlomo. Vaikbot Salov and Hashem, he gathered men with him. Vahisar Gedud, Vahrog David Osam, Vahyachud Amesek, Vahyeshuva, Vahimluchu Bidamasek. And as they got pushed out when David was killing the people, so they ended up settling in a place where they could, have their own land in Damascus. Vayhi Satan liYisrael kol yemei Shlomo v'sara'a asher hadad v'yakatz b'Yisrael v'yimloch al aram. And he was a thorn in against the Jewish people all of the days of Shlomo, together with Hadad. Right, then they ruled over Aram. So the two of them were causing trouble. Why does the Navi highlight this? Again, this is part of the punishment, right? Hashem promised Shlomo that as long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, then everything is going to be fine. But once you veer and you start doing what you want to do, and what I want you to do is not front and center, you're going to begin to have problems. But it's the next one that was the most difficult. And caused the biggest issues, I guess, as it were, for the future of the kingdom of Shlomo. V'yeravam ben Nevat Ephrasi min hatzereda, v'sheim imo tzirua, isho amana evej l'shlomo, v'yarem yad b'melech. So again, this is the third person who's going to be standing up against Shlomo. His name was Yeravam ben Nevat. He was from Shevet Ephraim. Of all the three, he's going to be the most famous because of what's going to happen in the future with him. But Vayarem Yad Bamelech, he lifted up a hand against the king. He was born to a servant of the king. He lifted up a hand. What does that mean that he lifted up a hand against the king? Vayarem Bamelech says Rashi Hochicho Berabim. He would give him mussar. He would rebuke him in public. Now it sounds like there was what to rebuke Shlomo about. On the other side, he's the king, and you be careful what you say. What you say about the king? What did he say when he was giving the rebuke? V'zeh ha'davar asherim yad b'melech. This was how he lifted up his hand against the king. Shlomo banos hamilo sagares peretz ir David aviv. He would say that there was this area of the Milo that we had spoken about earlier, which was right outside the area of the old city. And what that gave an opportunity is that the Olei Regalim were able to go there and they could pitch tents there and had a place that if they didn't have somewhere to stay, where they could stay. And we said that Shlomo built it up, and what did he build there? He built a house for Bas Paro. And that is part of what he was saying. Like, your father, David, left a place for the Olei Regalim. And you decide, yeah, we don't need the Olei Regalim. I'm going to focus on Bas Paro. And it seemed to be a very clear attack on Shlomo Melech. And again, nobody else was criticizing Shlomo, but he had no problem doing it. V'ish Yeravam Gibor Chayil. Yeravam was a strong man. V'yar Shlomo v'sanar ki yosei melechahu v'yavked oso l'chol sevel beis Yosef. So Shlomo had an interesting tactic here. Shlomo sees this person, and he's got, I guess as they would say nowadays, a little bit of beef with him. He's got some, he's having some trouble with him, but he sees that he's a talented guy. He's a talented guy. And he decides, you know what, I'm going to try. And again, Rashi says that this was before he started giving him the Moser. It's not 100% clear from the from Sukkim. But what he tried to do was he tried to give him a significant job. So he made him the tax collector over the shevet of Yosef. And I guess he was hoping that he would use his talents, he would use whatever kochos that he has for good. And that would help him. What happened? Vayibai sahi. And it was at this time. V'yeravam yatsam Yerushalayim. And Yeravam left Yerushalayim. Vayimtza oso achiyah shiloni hanavi baderech, V'miskaseh b'salma chadosho shneim levadam basoda. So Yeravam is leaving Yerushalayim, and the Navi Achiah Hashiloni meets up with him, and the two of them were alone in the field, and he had salma chadosha, a new garment. He was wearing something new. Who was? It's not clear. It was either Achiah Hashiloni or it was Yeravam, right? The pasuk is not clear whose beged this was. Vayispos Achiah basalma chadasha asher alav. Achiah grabs this new garment that was on him. Again, who the him is not clear. Vayikra'ah shneimasar kira'im, and he tore it into 12 pieces. Vayomer Yeravam, and he said to Yeravam, "Kach lecha asara kira'im, take 10 of the pieces." Kiko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, because Hashem has said, "Hineni koreas hamlacha miyad shlamo, v'nasati lecha es asara hashvatim." I'm going to tear away the kingdom from Shlomo, and you are going to become the ruler over 10 of the shvatim, 10 tribes represented by these 10 pieces of the torn garment. V'ashevet ha'achad yihalo, and one shevet will remain his. L'man avdi David, l'man Yerushalayim, v'yashabacharti bama kol shevet Yisrael, as Hashem said earlier, because of the respect that he had for David, he wanted to perpetuate the malchus, but it was going to be limited to one shevet. Yan asher azavuni, why is this all happening? Because he has abandoned me. V'yishtachavu l'ashtores, Elohei tzidonim, l'chmosh Elohei Moab, l'mokom Elohei b'nei Amon. Again, the same of what Azar, as I mentioned earlier. V'lo hachu b'drach ha'la, so say asher b'nei, he's not like David. And again, the same thing that we said before, and it's not that Shlomo actually worshipped any of these Avodah Zarahs, but he allowed it to happen, and therefore he bears responsibility for it. And David never would have allowed it to remain in his home. I will not take the entire kingdom from him. Because I shall set him as a ruler. What does this mean? So it's not 100% clear. Is a ruler or something, right? The Nasi different than the king? It seems like he wants to leave Shlomo in some sort of position. Again, only in the Zechus of David. Pasuk Lamed Hey. V'lakachti hamelucha miyad bino, and I will take away the kingdom from his son. Unesati olecha esas eres hashvatim. And Hashem says, I will give to you, Yeravam, you will become the king over 10 tribes. V'livno etein shevet achad, to Shlomo's son who got one tribe. L'man hayos nir l'david avdi kol hayimim l'fanai b'rushalayim. Hayesher b'charti l'i l'sum shimisham. Again, in the merit of David and Yerushalayim. The Osecha Ekach Umalachta B'chol Asher Tavet Nashecha V'Yisa Melech Al Yisrael. And you will have a reign. You will become a king and be able to do what you want. V'yoyim Tishma Eskol Asher Tzavecha V'alachta B'rachai V'Yisus Asher B'inai If you do, again, it's just, you don't get a better deal than Shlomo. Just like Shlomo was responsible, if he wanted the Malchus to succeed, he needed to make sure that he was going to follow in the ways of Hashem. So Yeravam, it's the same deal for you. If you want this to expand and you want it to succeed in any way, shape, or form, you need to stick with what I'm telling you. You have to keep the malchus going. Vane ezera David ma'anzos achlo kol hayomim. I will afflict the descendants of David, but not for all time. What the Radak says, what's the affliction? The affliction is that they're supposed to be ruling, and they're not going to a ruling. But Hashem says, don't think this is forever. I mean, it sounds like even if Yeravam does what's right, it will succeed for now. But the long-term plan is that sometime Malchus Beis David, he's not permanently taking away the kingdom from Malchus Beis David. It's a temporary measure. How long it will be? Rashi says in Yemos HaMashiach. That's when it's going to be. But the Malchus of David is going to come back. It's not forever. It's not forever. Pasuk Mem. Vayivakesh Shlomo l'hamis es Yeravam. Shlomo sees what's going on. Again, it's pretty clear actually that he doesn't know exactly what's going on with the Tachiyash. He's only here in the 10 pieces. That's probably why it's stressed that they were outside in the field. They were alone. Nobody else knew what happened. But he certainly knew that Yeravam was giving him Musar in public and rebuking him in public and did not like it. And therefore, he sent out an order that he should be killed. So, Morid ben Malchus, you can't talk like that about the king. What did Yeravam do? Vayakam Yeravam vayivrach mitzayim al shishak. So Yeravam goes, you know what? Now is not my time. Now is not my time. I have this prophecy now. I understand what my role is going to be. And he went to Mitzrayim and he hung out there until Shlomo died. And then he knows that he's going to come forward and the Malchus is going to be broken down. The rest of the wisdom of Shlomo is written down in different Sfarim of Shlomo. In the end, he ruled for 40 years. The end of the parak brings us to the end of the life of Shlomo HaMelech. Most of what we had about Shlomo HaMelech was really about building the Beis HaMikdash. That was almost the entirety of the stories that we know about Shlomo was his time building it until the end. And at the end, he made mistakes. Seems to be that he thought that because he was so smart, the rules that were because something would happen and you might be led astray, that he was smarter than that, and therefore they did not apply to him. And that was an error in his judgment, for which he paid this hefty price. And now Rechavam is king. But as we saw, Yeravam has gotten this prophecy that he, again, it's a punishment that Shlomo deserved. And the Malchus, as we will see in Mirtzah Hashem next time, is going to be split, which is going to cause lots of trouble in the unfolding of events for the Jewish people.